and welcome to episode 25 of Unapologetically Overcoming. I'm your host, Jess Marie. Today's episode is a very big deal for me. First, it marks the one-year anniversary of when I launched my podcast. And second, this interview is with my biggest guest to date. If you don't know who Nicole the Pole is, I want you to pause this real quick, go look her up, then come back here, click play, and enjoy this amazing conversation. All right. I am very excited for my guests today because I think there are a lot of preconceived notions about this topic. So I am really looking forward to this interview. I am going to turn it over to my guest and let her introduce herself and share a little about who she is and what she does. Welcome. And thank you so much for joining me today.
Hello there. My name is Nicole Williams, aka Nicole the Pole. Also, aka Nicole the Soul Coach. I am a professional pole dancer. I have a pole dance business. I've been doing pole dancing for, I'm going on 16 years now, which is crazy. I had no idea I'd be doing it this long, but I'm still having fun and enjoying myself. So that makes it easy. I'm also a certified life coach, Reiki practitioner, sound bowl facilitator. So I'm all about mind, body, spirit. And I've been about those three things since my early 20s. I'm now early 42, but I look 22.
Yes. I would have never guessed you were 42 looking at you.
but yeah, my life is kind of just wrapped up around pole dancing, empowering other people through pole dance and coaching, and then helping people to work on their mindset and being more positive. Helping people manifest their dreams and desires. I just want people to be happy. I want to be good energy, bring good energy to the world, and then just help us all just heal and, you know, have good vibes. That's what my life is about. That's my purpose right there.
That's awesome. I love that so much because when you typically think of like pole dancing, you don't think of it in the way that you just described it. So I love how you threw all of that in and kind of connected it all together, because I mean, mind, body, spirit, feeling good, looking good, they're all connected. And sometimes there's people that don't realize that. So that's really cool. So you said you've been doing the pole dancing and the instruction and all that stuff for 16 years. So talk to us a little bit about your decision to go into that line of work and then how it kind of flipped over to incorporate the coaching too.
Well, let's see. This is back in 2007. So my early 20s, I was a personal trainer and I actually owned a gym at the time that I found out about pole dancing. So I went to a house party one day and someone had set up a stripper pole. And I remember seeing it go, "Ooh, stripper pole." Like, you know what I mean? Like getting really excited, like the average person does when they see a pole, especially in a place you don't expect to see it outside of the strip club. So
yeah.
But there were two girls doing tricks on the pole, you know, and everybody's kind of standing around watching them. And I'm looking from the side of the room going, "I know I can do that. Like, I can do that." Like, you know what I mean? Just kind of, you know, like a RoboCop just kind of like looks at the situation and goes, like calculates it. I'm like, yeah. I can do that. So I go over and I ask the two ladies, like, "Can you guys show me some tricks?" So they showed me probably two or three tricks. Mm-hmm. And right away, I'm going upside down, spinning around the pole. And I'm just like automatically in love, fanatic, like I do this. So that was that one night, and a few months later a friend of mine was mentioned getting a pole for his house, a stripper pole for his house, because he had parties all the time. And I'm like, "Yo, you got to get a pole because I got tricks." I got these tricks I just learned, so you got to get a pole because I know
what I love it.
So he gets a pole for his house and I go over to his house and I start practicing on the pole that he purchased for his home. Mm-hmm. And I fall in love with pole dancing. Like, and again, at this time, it's not even pole dancing is not even the term like back then. This is in 2000. So it's like, yeah, I'm just getting on the stripper pole, trying to do these tricks. I don't even know what I'm doing it for. I'm in love with the flipping upside down and mm-hmm. the athleticism of it all, because that's my background. So that was the kind of the turn on for me. But then there was the other component of actually trying to be sexy, which I was not at the time. Even now, like, I'm like, okay, I'm okay sexy. Like, there's people that are sexy, like, it just oozes out of them. Mm-hmm. Me, I feel like I'm more of a performer, entertainer.
Okay.
You know, I've worked on my sexiness. You know, it's developed over time.
Never seen any of your videos and thought she's not sexy or she looks awkward at all. So let me just throw that out there.
It's so funny. Like, a lot of people don't realize, like, I just performed the other night and I don't get to see myself when I perform. I'm in myself. So I have a different experience than the person that is actually watching me because I'm in my body. Yeah. So I don't know what I've done a lot of times unless I get to actually see video footage. And then, of course, hearing people's feedback. Like, I got so much amazing feedback from this last performance that I did. And I was like, wow, what did I do? Like, I want to see it. And I still haven't seen it yet.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, so that's how I started. And after practicing at my friend's house, I got a pole for myself at my home like a few months after that. And I started teaching myself in my living room. So back at this time, there was only YouTube around. There was no Instagram. And so I went on YouTube and I looked up pole dancing. And there were some girls, couple people on there who were actually making videos of themselves practicing at their home and making like little clips and reels of their moves and stuff. So I would literally just watch that and then go to my pole and practice whatever it is that I was seeing.
Mm-hmm.
I would dance to a song. You know, I was dancing to my favorite artist, and a lot of the artists that I started listening to that I was listening to when I first started pole dancing, I actually got to work with these people.
That's amazing.
Like Rihanna, Neo had this song called In the Closet that I used to dance to all the time. And then my third music video was for Neo.
That's so
and
cool.
I did this song, She Knows. I got to dance with Mars, like Cardi B, like all the people that, like, I'm like, I like their music. I like their vibe. Like, I've attracted being able to work with all these amazing artists because I believe in frequency. And so it's like, if you vibe with someone and you respect them, you have an appreciation for them, I believe you will vibrate towards them in some way, some type of way. Connected. And so I feel like that's how I've been able to manifest all these amazing artists in my career over 16 years. Let me see what else. Once I got my pole, I started teaching myself probably about 3 to 4 months after I started teaching myself. I was like, my clients are going to love this. Like, my female clients who I had at the gym already, like my personal training clients. And it hit me right away, like literally within that first month of me pole dancing for myself. I was like, this is going to revolutionize fitness for women. Mm-hmm. Like, I felt it like in my soul. Like, I don't know if you get this feeling, but I have like this little burning thing where I get really, really excited and amped up about something. I can kind of feel it in my body. And I'm like,
absolutely,
this is gonna be something. And so that feeling turned into me being one of the people who has brought pole dance into mainstream audience through TV, music videos, and social media, just making it seem fun and, you know, making it look popular and, teaching just that it's like one of the stigmas around it is like, if you want to pole dance, then maybe you must want to be a stripper. You know what I mean? So like, that was the thing. Like, when I first started, I didn't hear a lot of craziness just because I already had my own disposition about it.
Yeah.
So I didn't care what other people were saying. There was the only message I cared about was my message, which is, this is fun. You guys need to try it out.
Yeah.
And it's an amazing workout. Like,
yep.
Coming from a personal training background and understanding how I could still keep my upper body in shape without actually having to go lift weights, that was a plus for me. And I knew other women would enjoy that. So right away, my first kind of message about it was, this is a great way to stay in shape that you're actually going to enjoy going to do. Most people don't enjoy going to the gym. They do it and it's kind of like, it's work, you know?
Yeah.
When I go do pole dancing, I never feel like I'm working out. Like, I don't know, I've worked out until after session, you know, like when you're in sport or something like that, or you got a couple bruises and you're like, oh, I was doing something today. but outside of that, it's so much fun just to move our bodies, which I don't think a lot of people realize the beautiful thing. It's like, we have to move our bodies. We're humans. People go walk their dogs outside every morning, every evening. because they need exercise.
Yep.
We need to do the same thing for ourselves as humans. We have to exercise ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter how you do it. You just need to find an activity to in which you would like to go move your body. And so pole dancing is just a wonderful way to do that, whether you're good or not.
Yeah.
Because everybody's going to start out horrible at it, but you're still moving your body. That's what I tell my clients. Like, even if you don't get the move today, you don't get this combination, you're still getting the workout.
Yeah.
That's the upside to it. You're still getting the workout. You're eventually get the sequence and it's going to look cute. But right now that doesn't matter. Let's just work on just moving ourselves, learning the mechanics, the components of it. And then in a week or a couple of days, it's going to look really, really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I think there's an important message in that too, is that, you know, whenever you start anything new, you're not good. You're not an expert. Like,
yes.
You're new because you've never done it before. So obviously the first few times you do it, it's not going to be great.
It's going to look a little messy. Like, and I tell my clients that all the time. I'm like, if I try to teach you how to play Tinkle Twinkle Little Star on the piano right now, you're going to fumble it like for about 15 minutes. And then next thing you know, it's going to click and you're going to be like, I got this 1155665. Like, playing
<please. laughs> Yes. For anybody who doesn't know what that means. So how long were you doing that until you decided to also add in the coaching stuff?
So I got my first coach in 2007, which is the first time when I first started pole dancing. So my first insight into coaching was me having a coach.
Okay.
And she actually taught me about manifesting, like how to do vision list and how to write out what it is that I was wanting to create for my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know at the time, because I was starting that journey at the same time as me doing my pole dancing. But years later, most of the things that I wrote down with my coach in that 6 month period, that ended up manifesting into what my pole life became, my career became, because of the things that I wrote down.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took that, once I started seeing myself kind of bring all this stuff to life, things that I was writing down and learning like how to attract what I wanted for myself, I was like, I want to teach people this.
Yeah.
I was like, people need to know about this. People need to know about metaphysical studies and the power of our mind and how to use our voice. And so I'm a teacher at heart. So it's like, once I learn something that's cool and I think it'll be great for other people, like, I want to go back out and share it. That's just who I am. So as a teacher, I was also a coach at the same time, because mm-hmm. in my teaching, I'm also coaching. Like,
yeah.
when I'm teaching my clients how to do spins and I'm hearing their language going, oh, I can't do that, I'm like, no, yes, you can. Like, we don't use can'ts in this classroom. Like, everything
mm-hmm.
is I can't, because you actually can. You're not doing it right now, but you actually can do it, because after about five more attempts, you'll have it, which means you can do it, right?
Yeah,
so
definitely.
I do a lot of stuff around mindset with my students, working on their language about what they say is possible for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you get to talk to your clients when you're in session with them. So I get to kind of help them through life through pole, which is really, really cool, because again, it makes life more fun.
Yeah, that's really awesome. I love using the two together. Because there's so much power in both things, not just like in having fun and feeling good, but also in the way that you think, and like you said, draw things to yourself, manifest things, because people don't really realize how powerful your thoughts are. Like, you if you think something, you can make it happen. So I love that so much.
Yes, we run on thoughts all day long.
Yes, we sure do. We sure do.
But back to your question, I got certified. I took like a life coaching course, like online at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually talked myself out of it, because I heard a lot of people, not a lot of people, but a few people tell me like, oh, everybody's a coach. You know what I mean? So that was one of the, it's not very often that I listen to things like that, but because I heard that statement a few times, I went like, okay, maybe I shouldn't do this, because it just seems like gimmicky, right? So I didn't do it at the time, but later, after 9 years, 2016, I finally went and got certified to be a coach.
Awesome.
Did a six month program. And I knew it was just time. Like, I was wanting to start teaching more of what I had been learning over that last 7 year period, especially after seeing what I had produced from my life I was like, people need to know more about this. And so even when I had my dance studio, I used to hold vision board workshops. I used to hold coaching workshops where I was, well, how to manifest. And I would have like vision boards, you know, set up the vision boards and bring your kids, bring your family members and stuff like that. So I've been doing that and intertwining the two for since the beginning.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So I feel like the whole coaching thing has become a lot more popular. I feel like kind of during the pandemic, it exploded because people, it was an easy thing for people to do, like working from home and stuff like that. So there's all different kinds of coaches. You, I know on your Instagram, you say that you're a spiritual coach. What does that mean?
For me, spiritual coach, meaning I work on things, mind, body, and spirit. So working with spiritual components, like, you know, helping people realize the importance of meditation, the importance of journaling, the importance of gratitude, going to exercise, just all the different components of one's life we get to work on, which is your spirit. You know, that's the thing that creates the juju, the energy. It's the thing that you're hearing from my voice. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's really what I coach people on. Is your
I love that.
Let's get your energy right. You know what
yes.
I mean?
Yes.
Let's amplify yourself and so that you have energy and presence and like you're doing what you love. Every day, I only do what I want to do. I don't do anything else outside of that. And if you can do that, you'll be a happy person.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us are unhappy because we're doing a lot of things that we don't want to do.
Right. Yeah. Or, and we think we have to do them because like, that's what we're supposed to do because somebody else told us that that's what we're supposed to do.
And for a very long time, because I've been working for myself since I was 20, all I know is doing what I want to do for myself and doing what I love. That's what I've always chosen for myself. I've never gotten inside of that, you know, 9-to-5 workforce box. And I help a lot of people with that too. Like, moving more into, you know, their entrepreneurial spirit and creating some work-life balance. That's what I like to do because that's how I live my life.
Awesome. All right. So switching gears from that a little bit, because like most people are aware, my podcast is related to stigmas, talking about stigmas. And I know that you mentioned one already, but what are some of the other stigmas that come to mind for you, that you've heard, that you've experienced related to pole dancing?
So like I mentioned before, one is people who pole dance, like you want to be a stripper. And let me see what else. What else is there? Oh, that maybe you're overtly over-sexualized or something like that. Like, what else? I don't know, because I don't hear these stigmas. Other people do maybe tell me, but I don't know what they are. What else is there? I don't know. Maybe you want to do pole because you want attention. Because you want to start an OnlyFans. I don't know.
I mean, I guess that's good. Penny. You know, I know when I was talking to one of the ladies at my job about this interview and, you know, sharing about some of the stuff that you do and stigmas, like we were talking about how, you know, obviously there's the stripper component that people automatically go to, but then like, oh, they must have daddy issues or like all sorts like crazy stuff.
So some of the things that we're like, people go, you know, oh, like we'll leave a comment. Like I've seen like, oh, your parents must be so proud of you. And I'm like, actually my dad is because I have my own business.
Teaching
women how to be sexy. Like my dad will tell a woman in a second, you need to go take some classes with my daughter so she can help you work on your sexy.
And that's awesome because, like, you know, I mean, I feel like sometimes women hear so many negative things when it comes to them doing something sexy or feeling sexy about themselves. Like somehow that's a bad thing to be sexual or to feel sexy. And like, we need to squash that because that's not true.
And that's the power of pole dancing is women getting back in touch with their bodies and getting in touch with their feminine energy. I have a very masculine energy. Like I would feel like when I, especially when I first started, definitely living more in my masculine vibration. And pole dance helped me to step into my feminine energy. It also helped me to connect with women. in which I was used to hanging around guys all the time. So starting a pole dance studio, hundreds of women coming through my studio doors every day, that's who I began to be around on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So they got to change how I showed up, me learning more from women, me being able to share more with women. So one of the most beautiful components of the pole dance community is just female empowerment.
Yeah.
Being around other women who are actually hyping you up and celebrating you, celebrating your flaws, celebrating your wins, the mistakes you make, like the ups and downs of just going through the journey of learning something with other people. Like that part right there, like you can't beat that.
No.
Not many activities that we get to do as women with other women that we can cheer each other on and kind of just be on this journey together for years. People become best friends through these pole dance studios. You have people that are starting their own businesses. You have people that are starting clothing companies, apparel brands, you know, different products, like all the things that have manifested themselves just from pole dancing is freaking amazing. Like it's
amazing.
$1 million industry. Like it's crazy. There are people making millions of dollars.
That's from pole awesome.
Hundreds of dollars. Like it's great.
That's so cool. That's so cool. So to kind of go off of that, then if there was something that you would want people to know or to take away from this interview as it relates to the pole dance industry, and you may have already touched on this, what would that be?
I would say if you've been thinking about what can you do to move your body, I would say give it a go, because it's everywhere. It's across the United States. And whatever hangups you may have around it, just move through that. If you go take a class and you go, you know what, it's not for me, by all means, go try out another activity. But give it more than one attempt. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that first attempt is not your real capability. It's not a projection of that. I would say like at least go do it for a month and then see how you feel about it. Like give it a little bit of time. But I can tell you one thing, you're going to enjoy it. How long you want to keep it up based on your life and your schedule, that's up to you. But I would say go and do it. You will realize that you are so much more powerful and capable than you thought you were. And then that transfers into your real life. Transfer into how you really feel about yourself. Like I have women coming into me who have very low self-esteem, and they leave my studio, my lessons, feeling so confident in themselves because they did something that they didn't think was possible.
Awesome.
And that's empowering.
Yeah, no, it really is. Definitely. Definitely.
And I can teach anybody can do it. I don't care what your weight is. I don't care what your size is. I don't care what your background is. I don't care if you've never taken a dance class before. You don't have to be flexible. Okay. You don't need to be able to do pull-ups and push-ups to learn how to pole dance. That stuff will come. Like if you don't do pull-ups, you don't need to do pull-ups. That's not a part of pole dancing. A lot of pole dancing is just moving yourself around the pole. Like just walking and being on the floor and spins. That stuff is easy. Anybody can learn that stuff.
Yeah.
I just say, just do it and watch what happens.
That's the perfect message right there. So I always ask my guests if they have a favorite inspirational quote or message that they would like to share. Do you have one that you would like to share with the listeners?
This is the one that just popped into my head. The universe is always conspiring for your greater good.
I love that.
The universe is always conspiring for your greater good. And to go a little deeper on that, we have our parents, right? Most of us were born by two parents. And your parents generally want to take care of you because they're your parents. They brought you into this world, right? The universe also brought you into this world.
Yes.
It wants to see you do great in life. So that quote, the universe is conspiring for your greater good, is the same as your parents are conspiring for your greater good. Like the universe wants you to win. Like it really does. And if you can think from that mindset where the universe is supporting me, meaning it's moving me in the directions that I need to move. And if you would just be in tune with where it's telling you to go, where it's blowing you, like life will become a whole lot easier for you.
That's beautiful. And it's so true too. I know that people sometimes when you say things like that related to like the universe and all that stuff, they kind of are like, what do you mean? That sounds crazy. But it really is so true. And once you can like tap into that and understand it and, you know, bring it in, it's powerful. And that was beautiful. That was perfect. All right. So where can everybody find you as far as social media, websites, all that good stuff?
My website is NicoleThePole.com. You can also find me on Instagram at NicoleThePole. My coaching page is at NicoleTheSoulCoach. I do have a manifest and what do I want to call this workshop? It's for pole dancers, but it's going from student to performer and manifesting dream opportunities. So I'm going to be doing a workshop, posting a workshop on that soon. And then I'm going to turn that workshop into a masterclass. So it'll be something that people can download from my website or even from the link in my bios on either of my Instagram pages. And then I'm going to be doing a lot more traveling with coaching workshops, teaching people how to manifest and create those dream opportunities for themselves. So if anyone would like to book me for that, to have me at their dance studio or their school, or just to get together with your girlfriends and to work on how to create vision lists for yourself, how to start speaking greatness into your life, and how to just start planning it out. You can book me for that. I'm your girl.
Awesome. You have to let me know if you ever make, I'm sure you will, to New York, because I would love to do something like that.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. So yeah, I'll be doing that traveling in person, and I'll also be doing virtual workshops so people can actually do it online. You can get to talk to me. You get to ask different questions that you may have that have been pondering in your head. And yeah, those are all my different ways to contact me.
Perfect. So I will make sure to link all of that information in the show notes for today's episode. Thank you again so much for joining me today. I had an amazing time chatting with you, and I appreciate your time so much.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad you found me, and I'm so glad I got to share myself with your wonderful audience.
If I'm being totally honest with you all, I'm still sitting over here pinching myself that interview actually happened. Grateful, thankful, and blessed is an understatement to how I'm feeling right now. I can't thank Nicole enough for taking time out of her very busy schedule to talk with me and for taking a chance on me and my podcast. All of her info is linked in the show notes for this episode. Thank you again, Nicole, and thank you to everyone for listening and for all of your support over this last year. It's up from here, guys. And remember, be kind to yourselves, be kind to each other, and be unapologetically you.